Jones, the greatest name in cereals, presents
Wild Bill Hickok!
Hey, you folks, hold on to your hats and gallop along with Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from America's favorite ready-to-eat cereal, Kellogg's Corn Flakes!
Today, Kellogg's Corn Flakes brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story of Grandpa and the Dynamite. Now with Kellogg's Corn Flakes, free balloons to make doodaloons for clever new party favors, toys, table decorations. Doodaloons are fun for everyone, boys and girls, moms and dads. Find out all about them. Listen later in the program for the special announcement that tells about the free balloons to make doodaloons in boxes of Kellogg's Corn Flakes. In the rough and ready days of the Old West, danger was always at hand. United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his big deputy Jingles found plenty of it in their daily work of the law. They were even in danger from one of their friends when they met up with Grandpa and the Dynamite.
Spade, I gotta hand it to you. This is the biggest haul we ever took off a stagecoach.
Yeah, it must be $20,000 and all cash.
Driver and shot boats and stuck our six guns under their noses.
Yeah, that's where my plan had paid off, Slash. They never thought Holden N would be riding with them.
Man, are we gonna have ourselves a time spending this money?
Mine tunnel till things cool down a little bit.
I reckon that's smart, Spade. Later on, we'll be rich men.
Yeah, well, hurry up and let's haul these sacks inside. Then we'll blast that entrance shut with a stick of dynamite and go hide out.
Gonna hole up.
In that cabin back of Ball Mountain. Got enough food there to last us for a month.
That's good. And that trail that leads to the cabin is easy to cover in case any...
Sure, but that ain't likely. Nobody knows who done this robbery except the driver and the guard, and...
The dead man talking. Hey, what's that?
Huh? Hey, you jumpy Slash. A rock just...
Yeah, but rolling.
Hey, maybe you've got something there. Come on outside.
Could be somebody up in that brush.
I don't believe it. Probably a deer or a rabbit.
Look, those branches are moving.
Come out of that bush with your hands up or I'll shoot.
Don't shoot me. I'll come out.
Spade, it's a kid.
Yeah, but where'd he come from? Come down out of there.
I'm coming. Don't shoot me.
I wonder how much he heard.
Yeah, nothing, I hope. What are you doing hiding in there?
I wasn't hiding, really. We live on a ranch over the mountain. I was hunting strays for my pa.
How long you been there?
Just a few minutes. I was resting under that big bush when you rode up.
You heard us talking then, didn't you?
Why? Sort of.
Did you or didn't you?
Well, I'm sure
if you heard anything, you heard too much. We ain't safe with that kid alive.
Yeah, you got something there. But I don't go much for shooting kids.
We gotta shut him up somehow.
Yeah, I got it. We'll put him in the tunnel with that money. He can guard it for us till we come back for
it. You ain't gonna shut me in there.
That's exactly what we're gonna do. Get on in there. Would you rather get shot right now?
No. Shoot me.
Get way back in that tunnel. There's going to be a blast out here in just a minute.
Put the dynamite right over the entrance, Slash. That'll close up the tunnel good and solid.
It's ready. Shall I light the fuse?
Yeah, go ahead. Let's get out of here.
You won't get away with this. The law will run you down for your killing and robbing.
Spunky little buster, ain't he?
He sure is. But he's poison to us.
Yeah. All set. Let's ride.
Yeah.
Hold still, you chuckhead.
Steady. Get up.
Yeah, up there. Let's go.
Papers, reports, forms to be filled out, letters from the home office. I'm going to set a match to the whole pile of this stuff. Thought a U.S. Marshal spent his time chasing owl hoots. Here I am stuck in the office with a bunch of papers I don't even understand. Uh-oh. As if I haven't got enough trouble, here comes old Grandpa Granger for a visit. I'll bet he didn't mess around with a bunch of papers when he was sheriff 40 years ago.
Well, howdy, son. What are you doing hiding behind the desk?
I ain't hiding, Grandpa.
You should be out riding instead of crawling into your office like a whipped pup. What's the matter? You afraid of them?
Afraid of who?
The Fuzz family.
Now, who in the heck is the Fuzz family?
Fine lawman you are, hiding behind a desk when that family of human rattlesnakes is ripping the county from one end to the other.
Now, if the Fuzz family was ripping the county up, me and Wild Bill would run them into jail.
That's the trouble with you young lawmen. You ain't tough enough. Letting them out on bail. I did.
Oh, they ain't out on bail. I said we'd put them in jail.
Oh, you're going to hit the trail. Well, wait till I check my guns. I'll go with you.
Oh, Grandpa, put up them cannons.
That one's working.
Now, cut it out.
Close that one.
Dad, blame it. Now, two more holes in the ceiling. Grandpa, put up them guns. Now, I'm busy.
What if you are dizzy? A lawman's got to be ready to go any time, whether he feels good or not.
Oh.
Jingles, what's all the shooting about?
Oh, Bill, I'm glad to see you. Grandpa Granger's paying us another visit.
Oh, is that all?
What more do you want, a complete catastrophe?
Well, never mind right now. We got trouble.
Why, what?
The Pleasant Valley stage was held up and the driver and the guard were killed.
Oh, no.
And little Bobby Wilson from the Lazy J spread over the mountain is missing somewhere in the hills. Come on, we got some riding to do.
Speak up, fellas. You're mumbling.
We got no time to talk to you, Grandpa. There's a family over the mountain that's in trouble.
I knew it. If there's a family over the mountain causing trouble, it's got to be that dead burned Fuzz family. Now, I'm ready for them. Let's go.
Grandpa, no.
Put up them guns.
It's brand sparkling new. Are you in on the newest fun fad, making doodaloons? Oh, what a world of fun for everyone, boys and girls, moms and dads. What's more, doodaloons are free. Yes, sirree, free, with packages of Kellogg's Corn Flakes. Right now, in boxes of Kellogg's Corn Flakes, you'll find free balloons to make doodaloons. And on the package backs, you'll find gay, colorful doodaloon bodies printed. Exciting comic figures of clowns, cowgirls, sailors, and such. You cut these out, then blow up and put the free balloon on them for heads. What fun you'll have doodling funny faces on the balloons with ink or paints or lipstick. It's a whiz of an idea for grown-up party fun, and doodaloons make dandy toys and novel table decorations, too. Remember, there's one complete free doodaloon ready to make with each box of Kellogg's Corn Flakes. Altogether, a whole set of 8 different doodaloons now on Kellogg's Corn Flakes packages. So, get a box of these flakes that taste best to more people. Always have, still do. Get several boxes of Kellogg's Corn Flakes and have doodaloon fun at your house soon. Even though the old retired sheriff, Grandpa Granger, made the going difficult, Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles hit the trail at once when they heard that young Bobby Wilson was missing in the wild hills back of town. On horseback, they took up the search while Grandpa rode along with them without an invitation.
Keep your eyes open, Jingles. Bobby's folks said he was hunting stray cattle along Rocky Ridge.
Yeah, they figure he got lost or something, huh?
They don't know. Horse came home without him.
Too bad. Something like that sure is rough on a family.
Yep, they sure was.
Sure was what, Grandpa?
Sure was some family.
Oh, he's still babbling about the Fuzz family, Bill.
I guess the three brothers was the worst. They did most of the train robbing and horse thieving. And let's see, there was Luke and Duke and what is the other one's name?
Spook?
No, that is their cousin.
Oh.
I got it, George. Then there was their sister, Banjo.
Banjo?
That's the girl's name?
Yeah, she had a long neck and was kind of stringy.
Long neck and stringy? Grandpa, you're making this up.
I wouldn't want her waking me up. She she had a face that'd bring you up screaming out of a sound sleep.
Bill, this old featherhead's driving me silly.
Let him talk, Jingle. Just keep looking for any signs of the Wilson boy.
Banjo took care of the cattle rustling. She could stampede a herd by just sticking out her front teeth and wiggling her ears.
She sounds like a dream girl.
And then there was the old man. Old man Fuzz, that is.
No, not another one.
His name was Herbert, but they called him Sam for short.
Bill, I can't stand it.
Old man wasn't much good, though.
Why not?
He had an honest streak in him.
Hurrah for Sam!
Hold it, Jingle, hold it. Whoa, like that.
Whoa, Dennis.
What do you see, Bill?
Come on, look over here on the ground.
Bill, it's a stirrup. It's been torn off of somebody's saddle.
Horse running through that thick brush without a rider could have lost it easy enough.
I'll bet you Banjo Fuzz was riding through here. She always rode side saddle and only used one stirrup.
Will you shut up for a while, Grandpa? This is getting serious.
Look at those tracks. The horse got the stirrup caught on that low branch and he plunged around till he broke loose.
You said Bobby Wilson's horse came home without him.
Yeah, this might be where he came from. Let's follow those tracks back to where they start. Look at the sign, Jingles. Here's where the boy was kneeling down in the thick brush, like he was listening to something.
And there's where his horse was tied over there.
And he stood up and his tracks went down that slope. Come on.
Yeah, something's happened here, that's for sure. But I don't see no sign of the boy.
Uh-oh. Here's the end of the footprint.
Nothing but loose dirt and rocks. Bill, looks like there's been a landslide here.
Not a landslide. An explosion. Rocks scattered all the way down the hill. I can still smell powder smoke in the fresh dirt.
What'd you find, boys? You lost Peg Leg mine?
No, we didn't, and we don't need your help, Grandpa. Somebody blew a chunk off the side of the mountain for no reason at all.
Hey, wait a minute. Maybe Grandpa has something at that.
No, he's got something all right, and I just hope I don't catch it.
No, I mean about the mine.
Oh.
There might have been a mine tunnel there, and somebody dynamited it shut.
Yeah, that could be, but what for?
Well, I don't know all the answers. All I know is that Bobby's footprints disappear into that pile of rock and dirt. So we better see what's behind it before we look any farther.
Well, what do you know? The lost Peg Leg mine. Folks been looking for it for 50 years or more. How'd you happen to find it, Sonny?
We didn't find it, and don't call me Sonny.
Don't bother with Grandpa. Just start digging.
Well, I got nothing to dig with but my hands and an old hunting knife. We'll be a week getting through.
What are you scratching around in the dirt for? You want to open up that old tunnel, why don't you use dynamite?
Because the nearest dynamite is 20 miles away, and we got to get in here quick.
Stop arguing and dig, pardon.
I guess Jingles didn't hear me, Bill. Why don't you use this dynamite here?
Now, don't throw it!
Give me that dynamite, Grandpa.
Well, don't get so rough with me. I'm an old man.
Bill, the old buzzard had a stick of dynamite in his shirt pocket all the time. If I'd have known that, I'd have been 10 miles into the next county.
I don't know what he was doing with it, but it's a break for us. I'll bury it right here beside the entrance, and we'll blow all that dirt and rock right across the face of the slope.
Always carry a little dynamite with me. Never can tell when you might want to blast your way out of somewhere or into somewhere.
Well, personally, I don't like the stuff. Scares me. It's so doggone explosive.
Yeah, it's all set. Now all we need is a fuse.
What? You refuse? What's the matter? You afraid of it? Stand back. I'll touch a match.
No. Give me that match, Grandpa. You'll blow your empty old head off in hours, too.
How about a fuse, Grandpa?
Oh, a fuse. Here you are. I'm getting kind of forgetful in my old age.
You better start remembering or you ain't going to have no more old age.
It slipped. All right, run for cover.
Come on, Grandpa. Get behind those big rocks.
Well, what's your hurry, Sonny? You'd think somebody set off a stick of dynamite behind you.
Somebody did. Now get in there and don't call me Sonny.
Get your heads down and cover up.
I'm ready.
I guess that opened things up. Come on, let's go take a look.
Woo-wee, I'm darn near as deep as Grandpa.
I wouldn't go back there till that dynamite goes off. I didn't hear no explosion yet.
Oh, you only hear when you want to. Now stay out of our way while we'll see what's what.
Aunt was right, Jingles. It's an old mine tunnel, and we opened it up with that shot.
What are you doing down there? I almost got killed by all the flying rocks.
Bill, up above us, it's a little boy.
Yeah. Is your name Bobby Wilson, Sonny?
Maybe it is. Who are you?
We're Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles, that's who. Now come on down here and talk to us.
Maybe you were those old stage robbers coming back again.
Well, we ain't no stage robbers. We thought you were inside the mine. That's why we shot off that dynamite.
Well, I was hiding. I figured them two would come back again.
You should have let your folks know where you were, Bobby. They were worried.
Well, I know it, but I thought maybe I could do some good right here.
You got a lot of nerve, Bobby. I'm all for you.
Well, that's wonderful. Imagine being able to work with Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles. That's the greatest thing that's happened to me in my whole life.
My doodaloon. I'm making a clown doodaloon.
Oh, boy, what a swell party stunt, making doodaloons.
Oh, there's fun for everyone now in Kellogg's Corn Flakes. Free balloons to make doodaloons. Clever party favors, table decorations, or dandy toys for any time. Doodaloons are gay little figures of cowboys and cops and clowns colorfully printed on the backs of Kellogg's Corn Flakes packages. You cut out the doodaloon body and use the free balloon that comes inside the Kellogg's Corn Flakes package to make a head for the doodaloon body. Then, what fun you'll have doodling funny faces on the balloon head with paint or lipstick or ink. There's one doodaloon to a package, a whole set of 8 different doodaloons in all. Now, you'll want them all for a party soon, so real soon, get several doodaloon packages of delicious Kellogg's Corn Flakes, the flakes that taste best to most people. Always have, still do. When Wild Bill and Jingles blasted open the old mine tunnel, they expected to find young Bobby Wilson inside. Instead, he'd been hiding in the brush near the mine, and he told Wild Bill all about the men who'd tried to trap him.
They thought they'd seal me up in the mine. But I ran out just before the blast went off. Oh, I was really scared, but I didn't let them know it.
Well, if somebody tried to seal me up in a mine with dynamite, I'd have been plenty scared, too, and I wouldn't have cared who knew it.
I heard him, Wild Bill. I heard him talking about the holdup and about killing the guard and the driver. They're real bad men, aren't they?
They sure are, Bobby, but the law's going to catch up with them real soon.
That's what I told him. He said they was going to hide out over on Bald Mountain. But I told him the law would catch up with him.
You're practically a lawman yourself, Bobby. You got all the information we need to put those two in jail for life.
And he's got the evidence right here in the tunnel. The money from the stagecoach. Well, come on, let's get started.
Speak up, will you? You're all mumbling again.
Who's that old fellow? Santa Claus?
No, this is Grandpa Granger, Bobby. He was a real straight-shooting, hard-riding badge packer when he was sheriff 40 years ago.
You ain't one of the Fuzz family, are you, boy?
No, he ain't one of the Fuzz family.
Didn't think so. Can't remember no young'uns. Last time the stork flew by their way, they got after him with double-barrel shotguns.
Come on, Bobby. We'll take you home. Then we'll ride over to Ball Mountain and round up those two killers.
Well, that's fine, Wild Bill. But you just ride by and let me show my folks I'm all right. I'd like to go with you. I got a score to settle with those two.
There's a cabin up on the side of the mountain, Jingles. That might be the place.
Yeah, it's a mighty steep trail leading up to it. If we go charging up there, they'll have us covered all the way. Just what I thought. Whoa, Joker.
Who now?
Whoa, Dennis.
He sure had the right dope, Bobby. Looks like those two killers are holed up in there.
Well, the question is, how are we going to get to them?
I thought I heard shooting a minute ago.
You did, Grandpa. The hole in your hat wasn't made by no woodpecker.
The Fuzz family. I'd know them any place. Two of them shoot left-handed.
That isn't the Fuzz family, Grandpa. That's a couple of mighty dangerous owlhoots. You and Bobby get back in those big trees where you're going to be safe.
What are you and Jingles going to do, Wild Bill?
We're going to ride on up the trail, Bobby. That's part of our job.
Yeah, and in addition to our salaries, we get to keep all the bullet holes we collect.
You know, there's something about a left-handed shot. I can tell it every time.
How can you tell a left-handed shot, Bill?
He can't. He's just talking. Now, Grandpa, you and Bobby get back in the trees and start throwing lead at that cabin. Keep him busy enough so we can ride on in.
Yeah. You like to use them old 44s of yours? Well, get them smoking.
Sure, I'll cover you. Don't worry about a thing.
All right, Jingles, let's ride.
Get up there, Buckshot.
Yes, Joker, we're riding into trouble. Sidewinder's shooting from in front, and Grandpa shooting from behind. I don't know which one scares me the most.
Grandpa, keep him busy and give us a chance to talk to him.
Yeah, I ain't going to waste no time. When we get there, I'm going to jump out Joker, smash that door in before they get a bead on me.
Good idea. I'll be right with you.
Just keep those guns in your hand, because when I go through a door, it's kind of hard for me to stop and get set for a shot.
All right, here we are. Now get ready. Oh,
Joker, here we go.
Look out, Jingles.
Look out, nothing is coming through.
Hey, look out,
he's out.
Then
Jingles.
Let him have it, please. Throw down your gun, Slash, if you don't want what Spade got.
All right. You got nothing on us.
Still look. Bobby and Grandpa are storming up the hill after us.
Doggone it, I told him to stay out of danger.
Slash, that's the kid we buried in the mine tunnel.
Yeah, I thought he was done for.
They're the ones that are done for.
Come on in here, Bobby. We might need you to identify these two.
All right.
Well, if it ain't a couple of the Fuzz family.
These aren't any of the Fuzz family, Grandpa. They're just a couple of weasels that thought they were smarter than the law.
That's right. Now tell Grandpa your name.
Well, I'm Spade, and this is my brother, Slash.
What's your last name, huh?
Fuzz.
You sure?
Of course he's sure. You got enough evidence to convict us. What's use of lying now?
Well, there you are, Jingles. You never know what to expect in this business.
I remember your pappy, Herbert Fuzz, the one they call Sam, and your sister, Banjo.
Grandpa, will you shut up? Now that we've caught two real live Fuzz brothers, even if their names don't match up with your story, I'll never know from now on whether you're fibbing or telling the truth.
It doesn't matter, Jingles. We've done our job for today.
Yeah, 40 years from now, when I'm retired, I can tell some young lawman how me and Wild Bill Hickok caught up with the last of the Fuzz family.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison and Andy Devine.
Thanks for being with us today, folks. Andy and I'll be back your way again on Monday.
You bet we will. And believe me, we've got a rip-roaring Wild Bill Hickok story you won't want to miss. Join us, will you?
So long, kid.
See you Monday.
You never miss when your hand shoots out to Kellogg's Variety Pack. You pick a favorite every time. For Kellogg's Variety Pack is a collection of your favorite Kellogg cereals. 10 individual serving boxes. Pick Kellogg's Corn Flakes or Kellogg's Raisin Bran or those great sugar frosted flakes or any of the other wonderful Kellogg cereals in variety pack. Every one a favorite. Next time Mom goes shopping, ask her to get that never miss pack, Kellogg's Variety Pack. Greatest Name in Cereals has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Fred Shields, Dick Beals, Leo Curley, and Hal Gerard. Our story was written and directed by Paul Pierce, music by Dick Orant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg, the Greatest Name in Cereals, reminding you to listen again on Monday, same time, same station, for another adventure of
Wild Bill Hickok!